The music is designed to appeal to a wide range of listeners. So organ aficionados and those new to the organ, but especially all of us humans who might need a little extra dose of comfort or inspiration or joy in these days.
That's Jan Crable, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Steve Burke and Jan Crable join me next to talk about an upcoming concert at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Steve Burke is the music director at Grace Cathedral, and Jan Crable is a Grammy-nominated organist who will be performing on June 20th at the Cathedral. Steve and Jan, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
So, Steve, before we talk with Jan about her latest CD, please introduce her to us.
Absolutely. Jan Crable is one of the top organists, I think, in the world right now. She plays, I think on just about every continent that there's an organ, she's been there. And we were just so excited to be able to have her come here to Topeka, where she has recorded a wonderful new CD. So she's a great friend and a colleague and just a rock star in the organ world.
Wow, Steve, thank you so much. Your check's in the mail.
Jan, before we talk about what's on the CD, tell us about how this came together. How did you come to collaborate with Grace Cathedral on recording this CD?
Well, Steve and I have been bouncing around an idea of doing a recording at Grace Cathedral because the cathedral, as you probably know, has always been glorious. It's always had a glorious organ, but the recent remodeling and reimagining of the acoustic and the organ have resulted in a wonderful, perfect storm of instrument and acoustic that needed to be recorded, needed to be documented so that we all can enjoy it no matter where we are in the world. And during the pandemic, it became the third part of that perfect storm. So there was a cathedral that was not being used a lot, although they were recording for services, but it wasn't as busy of a place. And here was I with a bunch of COVID cancellations on my calendar. And so I had free time. And so I had the pleasure during COVID isolation of driving over to Topeka. You know, Kansas is a beautiful state to drive through. So I got to drive to Cathedral and enter this gorgeous cathedral with a gorgeous instrument and play to my heart's content for hours. It was soul energizing for me. So I'm so pleased to have the opportunity to do it.
Jan, describe this for us. Tell us about the variety of works that people will find on this CD.
The music is designed to appeal to a wide range of listeners. So organ aficionados and those new to the organ, but especially all of us humans who might need a little extra dose of comfort or inspiration or joy in these days. So there is a march that is a coronation march that has been used for centuries to honor people, especially British royalty. And then there's a cry to God by a French composer, Jean Alain. The piece is called Litanies. And then there are comforting things. There's a beautiful piece called O Gott, der frommer Gott, or O God, thou faithful God, written at a time when its composer was going through a really tough time. And then there are celebration pieces like the Carillon of Westminster of Louis Vierne, another French composer, and everything in between. It was so much fun to put this together.
Jan, we've been talking about this CD and the music that's on it, but we haven't mentioned the title of the CD. Tell us about that.
It's called Marked for Grace. And as we were talking about what to call this CD, Fred and Steve and I threw around lots of different ideas. But as I was rehearsing at the cathedral, I realized that all of my music said, marked for grace, marked for grace, marked for grace, marked for grace. And so it seemed a sign. And I love what you can read into that title. So even if you don't know the story as to how it actually came to be, Marked for Grace seems an appropriate title for this CD right now.
How can people get this CD? What label is it on and how is it being distributed?
The CD is on Pro Organo, which is, again, we are so pleased to be able to partner with them because they really know their stuff in being able to record in a great cathedral like this and organ music, which is difficult to really capture quite often because of its sonic ranges from the most low to the most high. And so Fred Homan came here to Topeka himself with Pro Organo, and it is being released on that website, proorgano.com, but also internationally through naxos.com. So it can be purchased via the websites. It can also be purchased here in Topeka at the cathedral. And I believe it's even on Jan's website. I know for a fact that we were one of the last pressings of actual physical CDs that Pro Organo is going to be doing, because, and you can do it as a download from their websites and from Naxos, but there's a lot of us still around that like to touch and feel. You know, we still get newspapers delivered to our house, and we love those 16-page booklets in the CDs that tell you all sorts of back information. So here at the cathedral, like I said, from our website or in person here, and also very special chance when people get to come to the cathedral on June 20th to hear this event. They have a ticket that day. They can purchase the CDs for just $5 the day of the concert only.
All right. So you get a concert and a bargain at the same time. So Jan, tell us about the concert. What can people expect to hear?
Well, of course, they'll hear repertoire from the CD, but they'll also hear some of the stories behind the making of the CD from both Steve and me, and some of the stories behind the pieces themselves. What I find is missing right now is that interaction, that personal interaction. So it won't be all playing. It'll be a good amount of playing, but it also will be Steve and me talking with the audience about the experience of doing this. And then I'm hoping that afterward, even though there won't be a formal reception that I know of, that we'll be able to maybe interact, maybe appropriately socially distanced with each other. That's one of the things that I've missed so much in this pandemic is just the opportunity to talk about anything, but in this case, about music. I just can't wait.
Well, not to spoil all the surprises, but can you give us a little tidbit of a story behind the recording of this CD?
Sure. I don't know if this is spoiling a surprise or not, but one of the great things about this instrument is that it has MIDI capabilities. And not only does that mean that if we wanted to, we could make the organ sound like a choir or make the organ sound like a saxophone or something that's not typically found on an organ list of sounds, but also we can cause the organ to play itself back. And so the way we recorded this was I spent hours, as I said, at Grace Cathedral getting everything perfect, basically making my own recording sessions over several weeks, months. And then when Fred Homan of Pro Organo came, all I had to do was push a button. So it's not that it was any easier on my part. It's still, you know, you have to do a perfect performance, but that perfect performance could happen over weeks. So it was a much more relaxed recording than I have ever done. And I think that shows in the final product. So that's just one backstory. We'll share some more as we go.
And the concert is June 20th. It's at 4:00 in the afternoon. Steve, how can people get tickets?
The regular place is back up and running, and that's greatspaces.org, and they can purchase their tickets.
Again, that's greatspaces.org. Steve, I'm curious, as things are starting to loosen up a little bit in terms of restrictions because of the pandemic, what is the concert experience going to be like for people coming to the cathedral?
We currently still require masks in the cathedral, but I suspect by then that may even be, to a certain extent, loosened. We have a large seating capacity. We will definitely be providing space for those who need to be separated or feel they'd like to be separated. But the wonderful thing about the cathedral is there's not a bad seat in the house. So we will be able to accommodate a great range of people's security right now, and I think it'll be a positive experience whether you are masked or whether maybe by then we don't even have to be. But we'll make sure that everyone feels good and safe and has a place that they can listen and feel good about that.
So again, this concert is Sunday, June 20th at the Cathedral at 4 o'clock. Steve, you want to look ahead and tell us about other concerts that are coming up at Grace Cathedral?
You bet. We do have some things that are already booked for the upcoming season, and most closely in July. On July 11th at 3 p.m., we have a piano trio performing. That was a concert that had been scheduled back in November when we had to shut down. And then next season, we have some big things already on the books. We have the Silence of the Cathedral returning live this year. We have the Spire Ensemble from Kansas City coming to do the Messiah again this December. We have another internationally known organist, David Briggs, coming in February, and he'll be doing first a concert with the Topeka Symphony, and then the next day a solo concert here at the Cathedral. We have choral groups, we have string groups, just lots of great things to reintroduce the Great Spaces Music and Arts series to the community again.
And to keep on top of everything that's coming to Grace Cathedral, Steve, give us that web address again.
It is greatspaces.org, and that's where we post everything, and tickets are available there, and you can contact me if you have questions from the website.
And again, the CD release concert with Jan Crable is Sunday, June 20th at 4 o'clock. Steve Burke, Jan Crable, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks.
If you'd like to hear more interviews in our conversation series covering a wide variety of topics, you'll find them at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can also use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.